Secretary of State Wes Allen. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Senator. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for making time. I know for a chief election officer for a Secretary of State, yesterday was kind of like the Super Bowl almost. I hope you've caught your breath and good doings yesterday, huh?
Yeah, no, it was a good day, long day. I got to the Capitol about 6 yesterday morning, a little after 6, probably 10 after or so, and then left last night probably 11:40-ish or so, somewhere along in there. So it was a long day, but listen, we got a great team in place, and the constant communication that we've been able to have with our local partners, our probate judges, circuit clerks, sheriffs, boards of registrars has been tremendous, and it's a team effort in Alabama, and it was a good day. You know, low turnout, like you said, Senator, we had, 21% turnout overall for the primary yesterday, 21.05 turnout. I hope people hear your words when you say, basically, just, you know, you can't quit, man, stay in the game, you know, and you got to vote. And you got to have confidence in it. And that's one thing we're trying to make sure of is instilling in the public. The public has confidence in what we do here in Alabama, paper ballots, tabulators that are not connected to the internet, you know, election day, not an election month, those type things. So we're doing all we can. And I can remember, Senator, probably the first time I met you, I was a probate judge and I was in Montgomery kind of as the liaison on behalf of our association, you know, making sure that we had strong election laws, and you always did a very good job taking care of your district, and I always enjoyed working alongside of you and with you.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much. Listen, you said something a moment ago about election month versus election day. Alabama, I think, leads the charge in terms of having election systems and staffing and processes in place that we know by the time we go to bed that night the results of our elections. And that's not the same everywhere.
Well, let me just say and brag on the probate judges a second is that, you know, on our website at alabamavotes.gov, you can go see the unofficial statewide election results listed from statewide results down to the county results. And each and every one of our probate judges last night uploaded their unofficial results from their particular county, and you can pull up every county, any county you want to, on our website at alabamavotes.gov, and you can see that. And that's a tremendous tool for the people of this state. And like you said, it doesn't take Alabama 2 or 3 weeks to count ballots. It takes, you know, we going to know at the end of the night who wins and loses. And I think that's very, very important. And I want to thank them for all their hard work.
Well, yeah, good enough. Now, listen, I want to ask you, there are states where there's been, you know, can we say shenanigans? I don't know how you describe it, but there have been some pretty questionable processes, some of which got questioned, actually got backhanded by the Supreme Court of the United States most recently. And if I'm not mistaken, your office actually filed an amicus brief, which is what's called a friend of the court brief, to support President Trump's position in that most recent Supreme Court decision. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, Our argument was strong, and of course, you know what an amicus brief is. I don't want to tell you that, but that friend of the court is just basically some arguments and some points that the justices can take under consideration that might not be in the oral arguments or in the written record before the court. And, you know, we were just arguing that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution does not grant Secretaries of State the authority to remove a presidential candidate off the ballot, a federal candidate off the ballot. It does not grant us that authority. And, you know, our thoughts were is if states are allowed to do that, you talk about chaos. My goodness, you'll have chaos all over the place if we got, you know, half the states pulling candidates off. You know, so it was a very important case. I'm glad it was a 9-0. Unanimous decision to uphold our Constitution, and it was very, very important. And it even footnoted in Alabama 2014, our amicus brief did, footnoted a 2014 Alabama Supreme Court case that said basically the Secretary of State does not have the authority to remove a presidential candidate from the ballot.
Well, and you know, it's amazing that some states think they can just do that and that no one's going to see right through the charade of it being anything but political. But
Sure.
Listen, there was sure. one bit of controversy here in the last couple of days that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is, you know, classic. I mean, they're based in Montgomery. And why they call themselves the Southern Poverty Law Center, I have no idea. They might as well call themselves the Southern Bastion of Progressive Liberal Thought. And anyway, they came out and targeted your office in the last few days, saying that y'all had provided false information to some of the people in the newly drawn Congressional District 2. And you guys repudiated that pretty quickly and pretty staunchly. You want to describe that real quick and what that's about?
Sure. They were basically blaming me, this office, on Monday. They dropped this press release out on Monday afternoon, right before the primary, that said that our office was responsible for mailing out these mailers, these mailers to these Montgomery voters, telling them they were in the wrong, basically the wrong congressional district. Well, this office does not send mailers out. That is the job at the local level, the Board of Registrars. And so we pushed back very aggressively to say they were erroneous in their accusations, and it was not the case. I mean, we pushed back very, very hard against that, and we weren't just going to let them allow the Southern Poverty Law Center to accuse us of something that we had no control over. And it's just an unfortunate situation right there before the primary. And I hope it didn't confuse anyone that the Southern Poverty Law Center tried to do Monday afternoon late. I think, I hope it didn't confuse anybody, but everyone in Montgomery County, which is now in all of Montgomery County, is in the second congressional district now. It's not split like it used to be. So every one of those voters had an opportunity to vote a congressional district 2 ballot, whether it be a Democratic ballot or a Republican primary ballot.
Yeah. So what you're basically saying is the SPLC can say what it wants to say and accuse what it wants to accuse. They can be wrong all day long, but nobody lost their right to vote.
Nobody lost their right to vote. No, everybody was in the right district. Everybody was in the right precinct. Everyone was in. Had the opportunity to vote the correct ballot. I don't know where all this came from, and it was really, really unfortunate that they, tried to do this on a Monday afternoon, on the eve before the primary election. And it's just irresponsible is really what it was on their behalf.
Well, I'm glad y'all didn't waste any time slapping back at them, because I think that's the only thing they actually understand. Super Tuesday was super. It was super for the Trump organization, but it was super just in general, because I think it proves if you can have 15 states that all go to the polls on one day and you know the results that night, then the likelihood is we can do a better job on the broad sense when it comes to the general election.
Sure.
Do you ever see us moving? This is an off the wall question, but do you ever see us moving to a sort of like a paper ballot nationwide? I'm talking about paper ballot one day, get it done. Or do you see this being the ballot harvesting sort of mode that we're going to be in forever and ever?
Well, as you know, the Constitution pretty much lays out who runs elections. It's up to the states and localities to run these elections. And if the federal government wants to get involved and lay out some parameters, that's a slippery slope, Senator.
I agree.
That's a slippery slope. We got to be really, really careful with that. And I don't know. I would hope that as we move along, people would take note of how states like Alabama do things and other states that are conservative and that run elections well, but at the same time have fair, secure, transparent, accountable elections on election day. At the end of the night, you're going to know who wins and loses. Photo identification. We need more states that do not give in to this election month, and more states that do not employ same day voter registration. On election day, they just can't walk in and get registered to vote, or automatic voter registration. I think that's a bad idea. So any of those things that take us down that slippery slope and would do anything to imperil the strong elections that we have in Alabama, those paper ballots and those tabulators, that are not connected to the internet. And, you know, I think we need to make sure we don't lose sight of it and don't let it get out of, you know, get out of hand, and keep what we've got, because what we do is very good.
No, well said. And that's exactly where I expected you to go with it. Listen, yes, Mr. Sir. Secretary, I know you've had a full day in the aftermath of yesterday's Super Tuesday, but congratulations on another smooth campaign day or polling day, and we look forward to the general election coming up.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and once again, thanks to all the local officials, and if they're listening, probate judges, circuit clerks, sheriffs, boards, and the poll workers, man, I'm telling you, they're heroes, and it's a long day for them. And I really appreciate everyone that had a hand in it. It's a team effort. Really do.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. That's Alabama Secretary of State. Thank you. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen joining us there for a few minutes in the aftermath of Super Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And then coming up at 4:30, we'll go ahead and have Jeff Poore calling in, giving us his random thoughts and surprises and no surprises from yesterday's elections. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.